where are your regional offices going to be now that you're congressman?
So we are finalizing an office in Rockland County, which we hope to have opened up February 1st. And then we'll be setting up a secondary office on the northern Westchester Putnam County border.
Why did you make those choices?
Well, Rockland County, is where I'm born and raised. And so, it's on the west of Hudson. So it's kind of by itself. So we got to make sure there's an office there and representation. It's about 42% of the district. And obviously on the other side of the district, the Westchester Putnam area comprises most of the remainder of the district. So we're trying to make sure that we're covering the district and making it accessible to our constituents.
Which Hudson? Hudson, New York? Hudson River?
The Hudson River.
I'm glad I asked. Okay. So now, what is your plans to hold town halls in your district?
Well, throughout the course of the year, we're going to be doing mobile office hours throughout the district, making sure that we're accessible to every community and make sure that our constituents are able to get a hold of us. And in addition, throughout the course of the year, we will be holding some town hall meetings for me to hear from constituents directly and engage in a conversation about the issues that we're all facing. And so that's really going to be an important focus throughout the course of the year.
So, Mike Lawler, who are your friends? Who are your friends? And do you have allies that you really can count on in the House?
Well, we got a lot of friends throughout the district, and certainly down in Washington, Speaker McCarthy has been a great friend and ally, and I'm really looking forward to working with Patrick McHenry, the chair of Financial Services, and Michael McCaul, the chair of Foreign Affairs, as well as many of my colleagues that I've gotten to know in the recent weeks, Garrett Graves from Louisiana, and Blake Moore from Utah, and Andrew Garbarino, my colleague from Long Island. So we're building relationships. That's something that I believe very strongly in, and it's something that we will continue to do over the course of the next few weeks and months down in Washington.
So, Mike, everybody's talking about inflation. What's your plan?
Well, number one, we need to rein in spending. I mean, we can, as I've said repeatedly, we cannot continue to print new money at the rate that we have and borrow. In addition, we need to increase domestic production of energy. There is no question that energy impacts everything from the cost of groceries to the cost of transportation. So we need to increase domestic production. Those two things, coupled with providing some real tax relief, such as, the cap on salt, I'm working to lift it, but in the interim, we're going to try to
state and local, that state and local taxes, just in case anybody's worrying about flavoring their foods.
Exactly. We're going to try to double the cap for married couples from 10 to 20,000. So that way, people, especially in my community, where we pay among the highest property taxes in America, that they're able to deduct it at a higher level.
Now, let's talk about the Republican Party. Nick Langworthy has joined you in Congress. Who should head the state Republican Party?
Well, there's going to be an election for chair, and there's a number of fine candidates. I'm supporting Lawrence Garvey, the Rockland County chair, to run for state chair. And he's got a real record down in Rockland of winning, especially in a 2-1 Democratic county. And that's what we need to be able to do to compete statewide. We need to win in Democratic strongholds. And we had some great success this past November, especially on the congressional level. But there's a lot more work to do. And we need somebody who has an ability and proven track record to do that.
So, Mike Lawler, what do you think about the administration's latest immigration plan? And can you tell us about it?
Well, that's the question. I mean, frankly, there's been a major failure on the part of the Biden administration with respect to our border, with respect to the asylum process. And they've really failed on this. And so, you know, communities all across the country, and especially here in New York, are being inundated with migrants, many of whom are seeking asylum. You have the mayor of New York City demanding action because he says now that it's unsustainable, which, you know, half makes me laugh because this is the same city that, you know, wants to be a sanctuary for illegal immigrants. So you need to have a real process here. We need to secure the border. We need to increase the number of Border Patrol agents. We need to increase the number of judges and court personnel to hear these asylum cases in an expeditious manner. And then we need to tackle both the illegal immigration system, where you have over 25 million undocumented immigrants, and the legal immigration system, which is completely broken. And I say this as somebody whose wife immigrated here from Moldova and has gone through the immigration process. It is a broken system, and it needs to be fixed. And we need people from both parties who are willing to sit down and do the necessary work to come up with a comprehensive plan.
So, Mike Lawler, what do you make of President Biden's own classified documents scandal?
Well, I think it exposes the hypocrisy of, you know, the investigations into former President Trump earlier this past year when, you know, Joe Biden went on TV and said, I don't understand how this could happen, how anybody could be so careless. And then it turns out that he has, you know, dozens upon dozens of classified documents dating back to his time in the Senate. And when he very clearly didn't have the ability to declassify information, but, you know, that he had this in his personal residence, in his garage next to his Corvette. I mean, it's just ludicrous. And at the end of the day, I don't care whether it's former President Trump or President Biden. Nobody should be having classified documents in their personal residence, period.
Interesting, and that applies to you too, right? Mike, I don't want to be a pain in the neck about this, but I just want to make sure that you're not saying others shouldn't, but I can, right?
That's my whole point, you know,
yes.
Rules for thee, not for me. And I think that's where people are so frustrated and exasperated by this. You know, frankly, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, former President Trump, President Biden, are frankly being treated very differently than you know your average citizen would be, or somebody who works in a lower level position in government. I mean, many people have been arrested and charged and prosecuted with respect to classified information. So I think the bottom line to me is everybody should be following the law and the rules that have been established. And any of these materials should not be in their personal possession, period.
And if they are found in their personal possession, what has to happen?
Well, I think obviously that's going to be a decision that gets made. There's two special prosecutors that have been put in place, one with respect to former President Trump and one with respect to President Biden. Secretary Clinton was obviously not charged. And frankly, she had in some respects, a more disturbing case because she created her own email server, which was housing a lot of classified materials. So at the end of the day, you know, I don't think, frankly, anybody's going to be charged on this. But I think the hypocrisy on the issue has certainly been exposed throughout.
Well, Republican Congressman Mike Lawler of New York's 17th House District, we want to thank you for joining us today and telling us what you know. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it.